Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Mr. Young is calling on the Trents in Chicago. And he's been so busy telling the Trents what a wonderful girl Peggy is and how much the Young family likes Carter that Mr. and Mrs. Trent, who suspect that he has a less innocent motive for his visit, have been unable to come to the point of the interview. Now, however, Mr. Trent forces the issue.
You know, of course, Mr. Young, that Carter isn't in a position to marry for some time.
Well, now, between you and me, Mr. Trent, that's one of the main reasons why I gave my consent to the whole thing.
Well, just what do you mean by that, Mr. Young?
They actually consulted me, you know, and which isn't too usual in this day and age. But we're an old-fashioned family, Mr. Trent, and it was necessary to obtain my consent before Peggy could receive an engagement ring from your son.
Well, there was no question of you withholding that consent, was there?
Oh, there certainly was. I almost refused to let him have a formal engagement. You see, Mr. Trent, my daughter is very young. She's 17. She's just a little girl.
Yes, Carter wrote that she was quite young.
Now, I don't want her getting married for a long time yet. And I'm sure you don't want your son getting married for quite a few years.
We certainly do not.
Good, then we're agreed on that. Now, when they came to see me and asked my consent, I felt it was pretty safe to let them become engaged because the engagement would probably run a good many years, you see? Which would mean one of two things. Either it wouldn't last, or it would last and would grow into something really strong and permanent.
Mr. Young, I don't want my son to marry anyone for the present.
But that's what I've been saying. I feel the same way you do. And that's why I think this whole thing will work itself out. You've seen the way Peggy and Carter feel about each other. I shouldn't be at all surprised if it does turn into the real thing eventually.
You know, I find it very difficult to talk to you at all, Mr. Young.
Oh, you mean I've done all the talking? Well, I apologize. I certainly didn't intend to monopolize the conversation.
Mr. Young, what made you call me up today?
Well, perhaps that was a little presumptuous of me, but... Well, you see, my former partner, Curtis Bradley, who's here in Chicago, too, kept telling me that you might think it peculiar that Peggy's father was here in town on the very day this story broke and never called you up. After all, Mr. Trent, I don't want you to think that we're not pleased about all this.
Oh, no, I'm sure you're pleased, Mr. Young. Very pleased indeed. And now, don't you think that we've sparred long enough? Now, why don't we get down to brass tacks and begin telling the truth?
Well, Mr. Trent, I don't know what you mean.
I think you do. In fact, you know perfectly well that my lawyer visited Elmwood. And you also know that he saw Peggy and Mrs. Young.
Your lawyer?
Yes.
Why, no, I'd no idea that anyone had gone to Elmwood.
You mean that you haven't heard of Mr. Taylor's visit?
No, I haven't heard from the family today. Yesterday was the last time I got a letter, and that must have been written the day before. Well, when did Mr. Taylor go there? And why?
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to leave you gentlemen alone. Horace, do you want me to send Bruce in?
Yes, please do that, my dear, if you will. You see, Mr. Young, Bruce Taylor is the lawyer that I spoke of. He is the one who has just come back from Elmwood.
Good evening, Mr. Young.
Good evening, Mrs. Trent.
Now, while we're waiting for Mr. Taylor to come in, Mr. Young, I may as well tell you that your phone call was quite a little bit of a surprise to me. I didn't expect it for another day or two.
Well, as I said, Mr. Trent, it probably was presumptuous of me to call, but I thought I owed you the courtesy.
And you say that you hadn't communicated with your family before you called me.
Well, I told you that before.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know I phoned you. And while we're asking questions, Mr. Trent, I'd like to know what your lawyer was doing in Elmwood. And why he went to see Peggy and Mrs. Young.
Yes, Mr. Trent?
Oh, yes. Come in, Bruce. Bruce, this is Mr. Young. Mr. Young, this is Mr. Taylor.
How do you do?
Well, how do you do, Mr. Taylor? I hear you've just come back from a visit to Elmwood.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Young, I think the moment has come for all of us to stop beating about the bush.
We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message. And now, as Sam Young looks with puzzlement and rising anger from Mr. Trent to Bruce Taylor.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand you, Mr. Trent.
I think you do, Mr. Young. I think you understand perfectly. You've done very well so far in evading the question.
Evading the question? I don't see... Well, what question is there? Besides a boy and girl who are engaged to be married.
Exactly. The question is that of my son and your daughter.
Well, I can see that that requires some discussion, of course, but when you talk about beating about the bush, I don't know what you're referring to.
Look, Mr. Young, Mr. Taylor went to Elmwood to see Mrs. Young, you, and your daughter at my express orders.
What did you want him to see us about?
Mr. Young, this whole thing, this entanglement is very distasteful to me.
Entanglement?
Carter getting himself mixed up with a family we know nothing about. With a young lady we never heard of until we read about her in the newspapers.
But you said Carter wrote you about Peggy. Oh,
yes, the usual raves of a young boy who meets a pretty girl. I discounted them naturally as the things you might expect.
Oh, you thought it was just a casual attachment, is that it?
I didn't place any importance on it at all. Now, Carter is in line to inherit a great enterprise. In view of that responsibility, Mr. Young, it's very important that he marries the right girl. It'll be a difficult task for a girl trained in our way of life. It will be an impossible task for a young girl like your daughter, completely untrained.
Well, if you feel that way, it would be a terrible mistake for Peggy to become a member of your family.
Mm-hmm.
I've said so from the start. And she's been afraid, too, of your fortune and social position and influence in the community. All those things have burdened her just as much as the thought of her has apparently burdened you. On the other hand, I can't conceive of a father who has his son's interest so little at heart. But the fact that he's met the finest girl in the world, and I mean the world, Mr. Trent, my daughter is the finest girl in the world. The fact that he's met a girl like that wouldn't outweigh the details of social life which a girl would have to master as his wife.
Oh, I'm perfectly aware that any girl could master the details of a social life, as you put it, Mr. Young. I'm also certain that your daughter is not the girl to become Mrs. Carter Trent.
I agree with you thoroughly. I don't like your attitude, and I don't like the sort of place Peggy would have to come to and the sort of a family she'd have to be in to marry your son. I gather that's what you want me to say, isn't it?
Precisely.
I only trust, Mr. Taylor, that when you were in Elmwood, you didn't say anything like that to Peggy and her mother.
I'm afraid I did.
Well, that's too bad. Peggy's very much in love with Carter. And more than that, she's a girl of great pride. I'm afraid you've hurt that pride, Mr. Trent. But I don't suppose you can understand that.
I can understand more than you suspect, Mr. Young. And I'm prepared to be more than generous with Miss Young.
More than generous, yes. What do you mean by that?
Mr. Taylor went to Elmwood to offer your daughter any amount of money within reason if she agreed to give Carter up.
Offer money?
That's right.
How dared you make such an offer to my daughter or to her mother? Oh, I thought you were insulting to suggest that Peggy wasn't good enough for Carter, but when you have the effrontery, the audacity to send your lawyer to Elmwood to make such a proposition to my family...
All right, Mr. Young, that's enough of that. Now, you and your family have been pretty shrewd about this whole thing. But let's talk straight for a change, eh? What do you want out of this? Just what is your game? How much is it worth to you?
You...
Mr. Trent, are you hurt?
You tell Trent when he wakes up that that's all the settlement the Youngs will require.
We'll be back in just a moment after this message. Sometimes, actions speak louder than words. For Sam Young, this is one of those times. He gives Mr. Bradley the surprise of his life tomorrow on Pepper Young's Family. Mr. Young is Bill Johnstone. Mr. Trent, Walter Grisey. Join us tomorrow on Pepper Young's Family. B. Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.